We've been following this presidential election here at NPR for many months now. Still, with the election just weeks off, there are plenty of voters who are just now focusing in. So we're taking a closer look at where the candidates stand on some key issues as identified by voters. We're calling it What's the Issue? Today, NPR's White House correspondent Scott Horsley talks to us about the tax plans of candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
In some ways, the Trump and Clinton tax plans are actually mirror images of one another. Tell us about that.
That's right. Donald Trump's plan calls for substantial cuts in tax rates, with much of the savings going to the wealthiest households. That would take a bite out of federal revenues, increasing the deficit. Hillary Clinton, on the other hand, sets out very deliberately to raise taxes on the very wealthy. That would generate a lot of extra money for the government, which she wants to use to pay for programs like subsidized college tuition.
And Scott, can you break that down now a little bit more, starting with Trump?
On the Trump side, this is Trump Tax Plan 2.0. He had originally offered a tax proposal a year ago that called for even deeper cuts in tax rates. He revised that last month, so now his plan is more like the one being offered by House Republicans. Trump still wants to flatten the tax system with just three tax brackets. The top rate would be 33%, lower than the current 39.6%, but higher than the 25% bracket that Trump originally proposed. He outlined his new suggestion in a speech last month at the Detroit Economic Club.
I am proposing an across-the-board income tax reduction, especially for middle-income Americans. This will lead to millions of new and really good-paying jobs. The rich will pay their fair share, but no one will pay so much that it destroys jobs or undermines our ability as a nation to compete.
We've heard that claim from Republicans before, that tax cuts spur job creation. It hasn't always worked out. According to the Conservative Tax Foundation, even under rosy growth scenarios, Trump's plan would increase the deficit, but it would no longer blow a $10 trillion hole in the budget like Trump's original tax plan.
And on Hillary Clinton's side?
Clinton has yet to say what she wants to do for middle-income taxpayers, although she has suggested they could get a tax break. For the very wealthy, though, Clinton is proposing a significant tax increase. She's renewing President Obama's call for the so-called Buffett rule. That would be a minimum tax rate of 30% for anyone making over $1 million a year. And she also wants an additional 4% tax on incomes over $5 million. Clinton has also proposed, like President Obama, to cap tax deductions for the very wealthy. And she talked about her tax plan at the Democratic National Convention over the summer, saying Wall Street, big corporations, and the super rich would pay what she calls their fair share.
This is not because we resent success, but when more than 90% of the gains have gone to the top 1%, that's where the money is. And we are going to follow the money.
All right, so under these two different plans, what do the experts say about who stands to benefit and who stands to lose?
Trump describes his plan as an across-the-board tax cut, but the Tax Foundation says most of the savings would go to the top 1% of the income ladder. Those folks would see a tax break of more than 5%. Middle-income taxpayers would see a savings of just 0.2%. Under Clinton's plan, 3/4 of the additional taxes would be paid by the top 1% of earners.
Politicians often use the tax code to reward certain activities, penalize others. What kind of targeted measures are included in these plans?
Trump's plan includes a deduction for child care expenses, something that could be a lot very popular with parents out there. In general, his plan would be more valuable to wealthy families. They have a higher tax rate to deduct against. But Trump has also talked about offering a deduction on payroll taxes, which could help a much broader cross-section of workers. At the other end of the age spectrum, Clinton has proposed a tax credit for those who are caring for elderly relatives. So those are an example of some of the sort of targeted measures within these two tax plans.
And Scott, what about the estate tax, which is a part of the tax code that really can strike an emotional chord with people?
Yeah, Republicans have gotten a lot of mileage out of campaigning against what they call the death tax, that is, a tax on inherited wealth. Donald Trump has certainly used that script, and he is proposing to do away with the estate tax altogether. Hillary Clinton, on the other hand, wants to increase the estate tax rate and lower the threshold at which it kicks in. Now, when I say she wants to lower the threshold, we're still only talking about taxing estates worth $3.5 million or more. So this would only apply to about 4 out of 1,000 families. The vast majority of Americans don't have to worry about the estate tax, but two wealthy families that do, the Clintons and the Trumps.
White House correspondent Scott Horsley, thanks very much.
You're welcome.